This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
We want to get an update on Albemarle County's red light cameras. Richard Diamond joins me from the Washington Times. Of course, you know him well. He's been writing and researching about the use of red light cameras in America and Canada now for over 10 years. Richard, you are in receipt of the latest press release from Albemarle County, which reports the results of the first month of enforcement started on December 12th. So we hit 1 month of that today. 1 month today, red light, the use of red light cameras for the first time here in Albemarle County. And, of course, they're saying violations are down. This is just a great thing. What was your read on the release?
Sure. Thanks for inviting me back on the program. What Redflex, the company that runs the camera system, and Albemarle County are doing is they're trying to manage perceptions of the program. And so what they did is they sent out the exact same press release that Redflex has written for cities and counties throughout the country. And they've been using the exact same press release for, you know, more than a decade, probably even close to 20 years.
So you've seen similar language like this in other localities that contract with Redflex?
No, not just other localities. It's basically every locality. They pull the same gimmick every time. You know, the press release is basically a fill-in-the-blank affair. You know, you just violations are down in Albemarle County.
Right.
You know, and then you fill in the numbers, and you know, nobody ever calls them on what they're doing. And what it's designed to do is, I note three particular deceptions in what they're trying to do. You know, they're saying that violations have basically been cut in half. Now, what does that mean? First of all, the number of violations is a figure that comes from Redflex. You know, the private company that runs the cameras, mails the violations, determines who's guilty, the whole shebang. And how do you know whether the first month of data, whether those numbers are inflated or not? I would suggest in most cases they are.
Yeah. So you're saying that they could gin up their numbers in any way they want to say that violations have been cut in half because they're the only ones in control of their numbers.
Right. And here's why I say that. I don't say that at random. The first month's numbers are not tickets that were issued because it's harder to fake. You can't fake the tickets.
Yeah.
Because somebody has to pay the tickets. But you can fake the numbers by saying, these would have been tickets. And you're counting violations that are just kind of marginal and that wouldn't have cut the mustard in the court. Because, you know, nobody's getting a ticket. You can boost the numbers that way. So you do whatever it takes to inflate the numbers in the first month. And then in the second month, of course, the numbers are lower because they have to go through a process where you're only giving the tickets, in a way that would hold up in court.
Right. We're talking with Richard Diamond of the Washington Times. You said you note three things in here in this latest release about the first month of the use of red light cameras. That's one, the number of violations, which is obviously suspect. But what are the other
two? Sure. The other quick one is that the way the press release is worded is very, very clever. They say police and the vendor decided to throw out, a couple hundred violations because, you know, they're trying to be fair. And what they're trying to make you think is that the police in Albemarle County actually have involvement in what's going on. And the reality is they don't. There's a specific set of rules. It's called the business rules that Redflex works out with the county, and it establishes who gets a ticket. Redflex decides in every single case to throw out anything that's marginal. So those hundreds of tickets that were thrown out, they're thrown out by Redflex by contract, not by the police. The police can go afterwards and look and say, hey, that's a buddy of mine, or, you know, that's an important person. They can pull individual tickets, but the vast majority of those tickets, the police have absolutely nothing to do with deciding to send those people tickets.
Huh.
The third point I'd bring out is, and this is the most important thing, this is the core deception that's going on. They want you to think that violations, the number of violations, has a correlation with safety. And here's why it doesn't. Okay, say in 1 month you have a red light camera and it issues 1,000 tickets. Well, let's say the next month you have construction or the camera breaks down, and for 2 weeks the camera is not working. Violations that month are 500. So the county could just as easily put out a press release that says, hey, month one we had 1,000 tickets, month two we had 500 tickets. Hey, that's a 50% drop. That's safety, right?
Yeah.
There is no connection between the number of violations and safety. And just to bring the point home, Albemarle County, one of the intersection approaches that has a red light camera, has a high number of violations. Zero accidents related to red light running. So from Albemarle County's own numbers, there is no connection between violations that generate money and safety.
And that would be the ultimate way to measure this, is there a drop in the number of injuries, accidents, as a result of running red lights, but they have a camera pointing at an approach to this intersection where for the last 3 years there have been no accidents or injuries from running red lights because there have been none. There's been zero. So it would be impossible for them to argue that it's safer because it's already as safe as it can be.
Exactly. And that fact just highlights that what all this is about is generating violations to make money for a private company based in Australia and for the county.
Richard Diamond is with us from the Washington Times. Richard, let me ask you this here. 1 month in the 1 month anniversary of the red light cameras being turned on and citations being issued, it says in this first release that in this first month, 412 violations were accepted by law enforcement. I like that language. Like they really sat down and looked at each one of these. Accepted by law enforcement following close scrutiny of each recorded incident. 412, this is the first month, times 50, because that's the cost per citation. 412 times 50 equals $20,600. If you say that that's what, let's figure they're just going to do that every month, times 12 months is $247,200. And red light camera gets the first $10,000 every month. So they get 120 out of, my math is getting ahead of me here, but I guess what I'm saying is this really isn't that much money for the county if it's only 412.
Sure.
Am I missing something here?
No, you're not. No, you're not missing anything. That's how it all starts. Okay, you start off with a violation of $50, and you start off with one camera or two cameras in this case, one location. And once it becomes accepted, once kind of the media starts reporting about it, and complaints are ignored, and people get comfortable with it. Then what happens is you get a case like, in Chicago where they have, 150 of these things.
Oh, okay.
Or you go to California where the tickets are $500 each. So, that turns your $120,000 a year in profit for the county into...
Millions, yeah.
Yeah, 1.2 million.
So the most conservative members of our current Board of Supervisors who have told me point blank, I'm not really for cameras being put up, but let's just see how it goes for a year. They're basically saying, let's just let people get used to it so we can put up more cameras and make more money.
Yeah, they want people to just kind of, who are against this, to just kind of go away and give up. As long as people let it happen, I mean, that's how these systems proliferate. And only in the past, year or two, people have been getting fed up. In Houston, America's fourth largest city, Residents just were so fed up that they put the issue on the ballot in November.
They voted it out, right?
And they voted it out. And, same thing in a city in Washington called Mukilteo, a very liberal town, 71% of the residents said no to cameras.
Every single time the cameras have come up for any kind of referendum or any kind of input by citizens, not just local governments, but by citizens, the cameras have always lost every single time, right?
Yes, 15 out of 15 times this has come to a vote, cameras have lost. And that just shows that what's going on is they're trying to get around the public. And, complacency is the thing that lets these systems thrive.
Richard Diamond with Washington Times. Richard, it always is a great honor to have you with us and keep us educated about what's really happening here, because if I think we were to depend solely on the press releases that come from our local government, we would be quite deluded by this Australian company, and we really do appreciate the benefit of your research.
Sure thing. Thanks for having me on.
That's Richard Diamond. He's with the Washington Times and, again, has been researching the use of red light cameras now for over 10 years and is quite familiar with the company with whom Albemarle County has contracted to put up these red light cameras.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit cvillepodcast.com for more.